Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 17th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. The European Commission provisionally approved Google's $2.1 billion acquisition of Fitbit. For the next 10 years, Google commits to not use the health data of Fitbit users in the European Economic Area for advertising and must maintain a technical separation of Fitbit's data from Google's. The acquisition was originally announced on November 1, 2019. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet approved a bill to let Huawei's presence continue in Germany, though it still requires parliamentary approval. The U.S. administration has lobbied its European allies to reject Huawei's technology, claiming China can use it to spy on and steal sensitive information. Huawei denies the allegations. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced on Twitter that the state will file a multi-state lawsuit against Google alleging anti-competitive conduct, exclusionary practices, and deceptive misrepresentations. Paxton referred to Google's controlling pricing and engaging in market collusion. Texas is already part of a suit against Google regarding an abuse of monopoly power in search and search-related ads. Fujifilm announced it developed a new magnetic tape drive capable of storing 580 terabytes in partnership with IBM. The drive offers 50 times more capacity than existing LTO-8 tape drives. Fujifilm used a new magnetic particle called strontium ferrite to achieve the leap in density. Walmart and TikTok announced a pilot that will bring a new shopping experience to the video platform. On December 18th, Walmart will host a holiday shop-along spectacular livestream where viewers will be able to shop from Walmart's fashion catalog without leaving the TikTok app. The fashion items for purchase will also be featured in content from 10 popular TikTok creators. As products are shown on the screen, tappable pins will appear, which will add items to a cart. Walmart says the pilot is not the result of talks to invest in TikTok, and there is no revenue share with TikTok as part of the test. Twitter announced it will no longer prompt users to quote retweet content by default when clicking on the retweet button. Twitter initially changed the default in the hopes that it would lead to more thoughtful amplification. While quote tweet volume increased since the change, Twitter found that 45% of them included single word affirmations and 70% had less than 25 characters. Twitter made the initial change back in October, saying it was a temporary change at the time. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission charged the stock trading app Robinhood, saying that between 2015 and 2018, the company deceived customers about its largest revenue source. While Robinhood billed itself as a commission-free trading platform, the SEC found that the company received payments from trading firms in exchange for Robinhood sending its customer orders to those firms for execution, ultimately providing inferior trade prices to customers. Robinhood agreed to pay a $65 million civil penalty without admitting or denying the charges. Qualcomm announced that it's working with Google to provide support for its chipsets for 3 years of major OS updates and 4 years of security updates, starting with the flagship Snapdragon 888 SoC. This support will extend to even low-end chipsets. These updates will be provided to OEMs, who will need to update their Android skins and ship working builds to each of their devices for consumers to receive the updates. Google also announced that Android 11 is seeing the fastest adoption rate ever, slightly outperforming Android 10 at the same point in its release life. Google announced the Multilingual Representations for Indian Languages, a machine learning tool designed to create a common framework for companies looking to build machine learning models across the country's languages. The model supports 16 Indian languages as well as English, with support for transliterating Hindi into Roman script, spelling variations, and mixed languages within training sets. The free and open source tool was trained using Google's BERT language learning model, using publicly available data to ensure researchers can generate repeatable results. Warner Media and Roku reached an agreement to bring HBO Max to Roku's platform. Existing HBO users subscribed through Roku will automatically have the app updated to HBO Max. HBO channel subscriptions are no longer available in the Roku channel store. Roku's 46 million active users were the last major streaming player holdout for HBO Max, which launched back in May. And finally, security researchers at Ben-Gurion University published a paper demonstrating how a computer's RAM could be turned into a weak Wi-Fi signal to exfiltrate data from air-gapped systems. The paper showed that perfectly timed read-write operations to a computer's RAM can make the memory bus emit electromagnetic waves consistent with a weak Wi-Fi signal. The researchers were able to leak data from an air-gapped system to machines several meters away with rates of up to 100 bits per second. Unlike exploits published by Ben-Gurion researchers in the past, this can be done without obtaining root access. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.